So speaking of games, we are going to be playing a bit of an English fluency game where we're going to be challenging ourselves. Each of us will take turns. And our producer, Izzy, is in the studio and he has been kind enough to prepare for us some words that most beginner intermediate learners might overuse, right? And each of us is going to try to come up in a very short amount of time. I think we'll give ourselves a 30-second timer to come up with as many alternatives, as many synonyms as we can for that simple, more beginner to intermediate version. All right, so Izzy, prepare our first word. Who wants to do the honors? Ksenia, do you want to be the first to go?
Yeah, I'll go first.
All right, Ksenia, your word is big.
Big, large, enormous, gigantic, massive, colossal, huge. Did I say large? then what else, guys? Extreme, extraordinary, depending on the context where we use big or large. That was how many? Who counted?
You got eight. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah,
that was an easy one. That was an easy one for the start, right?
But some of those were very advanced words.
I love colossal, for example.
Colossal. Mm-hmm. Reminds me of the seven wonders of the world, right? I think the ancient ones.
I thought of gargantuan. I wasn't sure if you would get that one.
It's like gigantic also, right?
Even bigger than that, right? All right. So Izzy is sharing some other alternatives you could have said. Great, grand, spacious, depending on the collocation, right? Because spacious would be a big house, a spacious house. Something too that you have to really pay attention to is the way that it's used can change the meaning slightly. So if you say big, large, huge, gargantuan, each of those is a bit bigger than the other one. So you might have a big meal, but a gargantuan meal would be a big meal you could finish, but a gargantuan meal, there's no way you could possibly finish it. It's like, how is this for one person? Paying attention to that when you hear these words, when you read them, just because it says the definition is something big, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's got a subtly different meaning depending on the context. All right, so Thiago, do you want to go next? Are you ready for the challenge?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Thiago, your word is friend.
Friend. Let's say Ethan. Ethan is my friend, my pal, my bro, my partner in crime, my friend. What else? He's my friend. He's my... Oh, man. I think I'm
amigo.
Out. Amigo. Latino. Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Ksenia.
Or comrade. That comes from Russian, right?
My comrade. Oh, man, I did horribly. I got three only.
I thought of mate. Did you say mate? Like Australian variant?
I didn't, no.
Oh, yeah. It's because you're so American.
Yeah. I went with pal. Yeah, which is more American, I guess. Yeah.
Buddy, I think you... Did you say buddy?
Buddy, yeah. And bud, yeah. I didn't say that one, yeah.
Or your confidant. That's another really nice one. That's like someone that you can confide in. Someone you really trust, your confidant.
I love the nuance in pronunciation because we have confidant and also confidence, right? So the vowel there in the middle is really... There's a small difference there in pronunciation, but it's different.
Confidant and confidence.
There is a word confido.
Confido.
Confido. There is it's a novel, short story, actually. I don't remember the author now. We were reading this short story in the Fluency Circle, and I was researching this word because I didn't know the word confido, but
I didn't know that one either. What's the Fluency Circle, Ksenia, by the way?
The Fluency Circle is our group of our students. So there's a chat group on Telegram where they live their English daily, chatting, exchanging audio, video messages, and having different challenges, and the book club as well.
Very nice. All right. Should we move on to the third one? I guess I'm in the hot seat.
You are in the hot seat now.
Go, Ethan, go.
By the way, guys, we are not defining all of these words, and some of them can have subtly different meanings, like we said. But if you listen to this in the Real Life English app, then you will be getting all of the alternative definitions and vocabulary flashcards so that you never forget them. So if you've not yet checked out the Real Life English app, our app is the only place where anytime, anywhere, you can simply press a button and instantly be connected to another English speaker in another part of the world for a fun and dynamic conversation completely in English so that you can put into practice everything you're learning today. So you can find that and download it by looking for Real Life English in the Apple app or Google Play Store, or simply click the link in the description now. And that said, we have a shout out to a very special app user and listener of the podcast.
All right, this one goes to Aya Salim, who sent us a response to our latest newsletter. Thank you so much for the response. And Aya says, "Hi, Thiago. I hope you've had a great day so far. I just wanted to express how thankful I am for your amazing email, and I couldn't agree more with everything you said about learning English. It's all about the cultivation of courage, and that's exactly what the Real Life English app has helped me achieve. When I stumbled upon your cutting-edge app, my confidence skyrocketed drastically. At first, I was insecure and couldn't say a word. However, once I had my first English conversation with a lovely girl from Korea, my perspective shifted."
So hopefully for you, dear listener or viewer, if you've not used the Real Life English app yet, we're hoping that having some conversations there will really open your eyes up to the world as well. And you'll see how much more confident you can become in just a few minutes even. All right, now let's get back to the episode. All right, my word is hard. That doesn't mean it's difficult, challenging, arduous, noggin scratcher.
Wow.
Stressful, straining, strenuous. Oh, it could also be, well, okay. I didn't go in the direction too that it could be like something that's physically hard, right? I was thinking of something that's maybe mentally hard.
It was challenging.
Yeah.
Oh, Izzy wants me to go again with the physically hard. Mm-hmm. So, rough. I don't know. Solid. Heavy. Yeah, that's it. That's even a harder one. Tough as diamonds. Rock hard. I don't know. That's a more challenging one. So we had some other ones I missed. So firm, solid. Did I say that one? Solid.
Yeah, I think you said.
Stiff, durable. Oh, that's a good one. Durable means something that's long lasting, right? Resistant, dense. I was trying to think of that. I thought of the word porous, which is the opposite. Something that has a lot of holes in it, like lava rock, is very porous. But something that's hard is more that. Dense, stony, impenetrable.
Wow.
Meaning that, like, you were talking about the game that you liked when you were a kid, Ksenia, that had castles. You might say, like, an impenetrable fortress.
Yeah.
Meaning a fortress that can't be penetrated, that you can't get into it. Tough. That's one that's underused, right? And it's a fun one for pronunciation. T-O-U-G-F, but the G-H. G-H, but the G-H is pronounced as an F. Ooh, formidable. Have you guys heard that one before?
Yeah, especially collocating with challenge. We are facing a formidable challenge here, for example.
Vexing. I think I heard it a couple of times, vexing. And it's also about like more mental fatigue or something. Perplexing. Mm-hmm. I think I use perplexing. It's like puzzling, confusing.
Yeah, I tend to like the longer words. So bewildering and perplexing, they catch my attention.
Make you sound very... very noble if you say that it's a bewildering problem.
Right. I mean, who talks like that, right? Not like this.
All right. We're going to do a final round. This is like the grand finale where we're just going to have some fun with it. All of us are going to just yell out words and see who can come up with the most. And, you know, our producers are going to try to
keep track of that.
Try to do it. It might be even more difficult for them counting because of all of us speaking at the same time. But let's give it a go.
And the next word is great.
Amazing.
Fantastic.
Fabulous.
Grandiose.
Exceptional.
Fabulous.
Exhilarating.
Magical.
Incredible.
Thrilling.
Super duper.
Top notch. Out of this world.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh my god.
what was that? Ethan, the listeners Mary are going to have to play that part in, like, I don't know, 0.5 speed now.
Oh man, I lost that. You guys kicked my butt. But we left a lot of these off. Excellent. I think one of you said that. Marvelous. That's a really nice one. Superb. I like that one. Superb. Ooh, nifty.
Maybe slick.
Maybe nifty would be more unknown to me, I would say. Nifty.
Nifty is a bit like handy. That's a nifty trick, you could say.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's, it's a great trick, but in other words, it's one that is very useful. And slick, I think of someone with like slicked back hair, but it's kind of like cool or something done skillfully. Like a, Oh, that was slick. Because then, slick use of that word.
Aw, yeah, global citizens. I just want to tell you, in case you don't know, that this lesson was taken from the Real Life English podcast. However, it was just a clip from the full episode. If you want to access the full lesson and learn even more with us, make sure you download the Real Life app. See you there.